welcome to the Health Headlines Unpeeled podcast, where we peel back the science behind the headlines to help you make informed decisions about your health, nutrition, fitness, and well-being to lead a more productive and satisfying life. I'm Stephen Clark.
And I'm Jill Joyce, and we are excited to begin the next episode of Health Headlines Unpeeled from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University.
So, Jill, how's it going?
You know, I was trying to think of something again other than peachy, and it's hard. I would say perfect, but I don't think anybody's ever perfect. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. You were starting very early today.
It is a little too early for that.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, I'm feeling the worst today.
Oh, like bratwurst?
You got it.
Touche. That's the opposite of peachy.
So I'm excited. I'm going to head out next week, go to the mountains, and I'm getting ready to do my first 14er. I'm very excited about it. And to prepare for it, I went on a hike with my brother this past Monday evening. Thought it was going to be a 7.5 mile hike. Ended up being much longer than that. Needless to say, I got in a little trouble. I was really late coming home.
Oh, ruh-roh.
So not only that, I'm a little sore, and I learned that bug spray is really important, not just on your neck, but your rest of your body. So I have all kinds of welts all over my body right now. So as I said, I'm the worst today, but it's all good. It will get better.
Well, at least it was cooler, though.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. And in fact, the trail was shaded most of the way, so it was quite enjoyable.
Nice.
Yep. So next episode, we'll be able to report how this 14er exercise went. We'll see. It should be good. So you want to go ahead and talk about the topic this week?
Sure. So the topic this week is we're looking at red meat and mushroom consumption and association, or the kind of relationship between that and what we call all-cause mortality, or as you'll hear from Jamie, who is our guest this week, and you've heard from Jamie before, so she's back with us. We're looking at how those two things are statistically related with all-cause mortality or kind of death from all different causes.
Yeah, so I guess one of the big things to think about here is we're talking about the endpoint being death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll keep that in mind as we listen to this.
I have with me Jamie Bayham today.
Hello, hello.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Fantastic. So, you ready to hop in? What is the headline for this week?
The headline this week is, can swapping red meat for mushrooms extend your life?
Well, give us a quick rundown of the headline article. What did the headline have to say?
The headline was basically saying that there is something magic in mushrooms. Those are, you know, ergothionine and glutathione, but you know, there's something magic. It's a longevity vitamin that may offer protection, researchers say. Our author was Jeff Sitari, and this article was published on April the 27th, 2021, and it's available at Eat This, Not That. So we're trying to figure out, you know, are we going to eat mushrooms, not red meat? Is that what it's come to? So we're just trying to figure out, is that the truth? Is that where we're at? So that's kind of the main headline. And then what basically it was saying in the article was that there's an association here, emphasis on association, between regular mushroom consumption and decreased risk of all-cause mortality. And when we say all-cause mortality, we're just basically saying death. There's a decrease with in all the different diseases of death, you know, that cause death. We see a decreased risk whenever we increase our mushroom consumption. So they also looked at replacing one serving of red or processed meat with one serving of mushrooms, that was also associated with a decreased risk of all cause mortality. And people who increase their mushroom consumption daily, they're going to have a lower risk of certain disease specifics. They were looking at that to see would that also decrease. And I thought that was really interesting. So those were the main things in the headline that they were looking at.
So we heard about the headline article. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the study that it was referring to. What was the purpose? What did they find? What did they do? All that jazz.
All right. So the specific study that they were looking at was the association of mushroom consumption and all-cause and cause-specific mortality among American adults. And it was a prospective cohort study. So when we say all-cause, like I said, we're talking about all kinds of death, you know, all kinds of things that cause death. And when we say cause-specific mortality, we're talking about disease-specific. So was it specifically, you know, decreasing cancer? Was it specifically decreasing cardiovascular disease? You know, That's kind of what we're saying, just to kind of help you know as we use these terms what we're talking about. So the purpose was to prospectively investigate the association between mushroom consumption and all-cause and cause-specific mortality. And our design, the way that they designed it was they used a prospective cohort study, which is a longitudinal study. And when we say prospective, we're saying forward in time. And when we say cohort, we're talking about a group. So basically, we're following a group of people forward in time. So think about watching an old black and white choppy film happen. Okay. So there was a lot of gaps in between there. It's probably not the most high-tech film. Okay. But it's still, you know, we kind of got beginning to end. And so the sample here was used was 15,546 participants. They were the average age of 44. And then they did a follow-up with them 19 and a half years later. So that's a pretty, like we said, it's a longitudinal, long study. The assessment method that they used was they took mushrooms and red meat, red and processed meat consumption. And they assessed that in the beginning, which we call baseline. And then they used a single 24-hour recall. Now, I just want to point out that the 24-hour recall wasn't done by the participant, but it was done by a trained, licensed, you know, person that does recalls all the time. So they knew like the questions to ask to make sure that they were getting accurate information from the participants. So that's important to say as well. And then covariates were extracted from the existing NHANES 3 24-hour recall dietary intake data based on previous literature. So when I say covariates, you're probably like, well, what does that mean? Covariates are just basically like other categories in a study that can skew the results. So when I say other categories in this specific study, we're talking about kcal, you know, calorie consumption. We're talking about fiber. We're talking about fat. We're talking about alcohol. So there's some things that are going to help you in those out of those covariates, but some might hurt. And so we just want to take those things out. We want to take that noise out. Like if I use an example of me and Dr. Joyce trying to explain this study to each other in a room, in a crowded room where everyone is talking very loudly and we're having to shout at each other to try to get our point across, we would want to turn down the noise, turn down all the people in the room so we can hear each other. In a study, a lot of times with covariates, that you're just turning down that noise, that those specific categories so that you can clearly get the data that you need. And then in our study, we saw here for our results, which that's what we really want, right? The researchers found that there was a 16% decreased risk of death for those who ate 2.5 ounce mushrooms per day versus those that ate no mushrooms. So I would say that's a pretty significant decrease in death, 16%. That's pretty large for those that just had the 2.5 ounces a day. We saw a 35% decreased risk of all-cause mortality when replacing one serving of mushrooms for one serving of red or processed meat. That was really interesting that it was only just that one serving for one saw more than double the amount of decrease in risk. And also, I wanted to point out that whenever cause-specific mortality was examined, there wasn't any specific association with the mushroom consumption. So whenever they specifically tried to do the disease-specific, that didn't have as much significance. But whenever we took into consideration all-cause mortality, like all just overall health benefit, we did see they did see in the study that there was a benefit. There was a significant benefit. So the take-home message, if you said, what is the take-home message of this article, of this study, is that mushrooms have the potential to reduce the risk of death from all causes by adding them to our diet and also when subbing them in for red meat or processed meat.
So they followed 15,000 plus people.
A lot of people.
So big group forward in time for like 19 and a half years. They checked in on them every so often using this 24-hour recall where they asked what they ate. They did a really good job of collecting this data for 24 hours. They asked them what they ate. They figured out how much mushrooms they ate, how much red and processed meat they ate. And then they looked at how long they lived, who died at what age from what. And they found 2.5 ounces of mushrooms per day, 16% decreased risk of death compared to those who don't eat any.
Right.
And then go a little further. If you swap out one serving of mushrooms for one serving of red or processed meat, you have an even further decreased risk of 35% But if you dig into dying from a specific disease, mm-hmm. we didn't really see anything. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've got the headline. We've heard what the study actually didn't found. Now let's reconcile the two.
Yes.
How accurate was that headline in translating, presenting the study? And how does the study kind of stand in relation to other research?
And this is what you really tune in for, right? It's like, okay, we got the study. You know, what do we do with this? So basically, numerous studies show a relationship between mushroom consumption and the decreased risk of chronic illness. It's mainly through the consumption, like we were saying, that 2.5 ounces a day, 4 cups a week type of intake. But there's less than conflicting research related to mushroom consumption and all-cause mortality. So basically what we're saying is that when you're looking at this study, first of all, we were talking about swapping, you know, the title says swapping red meat for mushroom. That's, and you think about that as like taking all the red meat out and putting all the mushrooms in. That's not exactly what was done in the study. It said, whenever they talked about the subbing, they said a one-to-one serving. So the people in the study could have generally had 3 servings of red meat a day, but just one of those servings, they swapped it out for 1 serving of mushroom. Don't read these articles and think, oh, I have to give away my steak dinner. I have to give away my mushroom burger. You don't have to give away the red meat. We're just saying by increasing that mushroom consumption, you're decreasing your risk of all-cause mortality. So I thought that was very important to note. And when we're talking about red or processed meat, they just kept saying red or processed meat. So they just made red or processed meat a big meatball. And that's not necessarily something that you want to do a lot of times, because red and processed meat have different types of risk. And then red meat in itself, like what was the fatty profile? You know, like these, all these things are going to cause a difference in the results. So you just want to be careful of making red meat the enemy, because we do notice a decrease in risk when we take it out. Even just 1 serving, but that doesn't mean that it has to be taken out and you can never eat it again. And you better just eat mushrooms or you're going to die. We don't want you to walk away with that take home message. I think it's just important to know that they only replace the 1-to-1 serving.
Oftentimes, you know, the kind of headline article doesn't get as specific as the study does. Mm-hmm. And you're very right. Sometimes reading it, you'll start to think a little extreme in your head mm-hmm. in what you should do in your actual life. You see that headline, you think, uh-oh, got to cut all my beef out, my red meat, my processed meat, my pork, and I got to replace that with mushrooms. And this study is not saying that. It just looked at replacing 1-for-1.
Exactly.
So didn't say taking all out and adding a ton in. Yes. Didn't say anything like that. It's kind of preaching moderation a little bit more.
That's correct. And that's what we always come back to. Moderation is the key. You know, make that burger, but put some sauteed mushrooms on it. It's delicious. And it's going to give you, you know, an added health benefit and a decreased risk of mortality. So I think that it's a win-win.
All right. Another great interview with Jamie. You all did a wonderful job summarizing this. And although we usually end with food puns, we got those out of the way early this week. So Jill, do you have any closing comments?
Well, first, the lack of food puns at the end makes you a not very fun guy right now.
Oh. I'm out of here.
There's mushrooms. What are you going to do? All right. We'll actually wrap up. So we just want to thank our listeners for letting us unpeel health headlines with you. We hope that you join us in our next episode, where we'll continue to peel back the science behind the headlines. Until then, thanks for listening.
On behalf of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.